No, no, don't. Don't, don't!
Welcome back to the Rainy Day Horror Show. I'm Big Daddy D, and you're listening to the number one podcast on the internet. And on today's horror movie breakdown episode, Dusty is going to be talking about the newly released movie, adding another beautiful horror movie to this universe and to the Omen universe, the first Omen. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce your host for this evening's show, Dusty McBalls, aka the Certified Cougar Hunter, and your host with the most. Now sit back, shut up, and enjoy this episode.
Thank you, Big D, for the beautiful little intro, and yes, like he said, I'm going to be talking about the newly released horror movie, The First Omen. Now, allegedly, this is the prequel. Okay, not allegedly. It is the prequel to the whole Omen universe. Alright? Now, I'm going to say something that some of you might be mad about, alright? But I can't help it. I've actually never seen any of the Omen movies prior to this one, okay? So I'm gonna try my best to break it down, but like, I don't know the lore or the storyline behind this movie and the stuff that goes into it, okay? So it might have been why this movie at some points was very, very confusing to me, but I mean, it was pretty straightforward. There were a few times where I got confused, but it's whatever, all right? It's whatever. So, hope you guys are having a good Monday, right? We're halfway through, almost done with the day. It's a good fucking day, good start to the week. I mean, hopefully for you it's a good start to the week. But just think, 4 days from now, it's going to be the weekend, and then we will be partying and having so much fucking fun, like usual. So, we're going to jump into this horror movie breakdown, like usual. The rundown for this episode is going to be the synopsis, or the synop, as it is known in the biz. Then we're going to run through the pictures, what the fuck? We're going to run through who made it, who directed it, who wrote the screenplay, for all of that shit, and then we're going to move into the actors and actresses. And then we are going to move into my thoughts, and then after that we are going to move into the inspiration behind this movie, which it's actually kind of boring and pretty straight to the point, but whatever. And then after that we're going to roll into our favorite part of this episode, the Rotten Tomato Reviews. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, let's jump into this little episode, okay? Maybe escape for like 20 to 30 minutes, all right? Let's have some fucking fun. So, the synopsis, or the synop for this movie is, if I can fucking find it, where is it? Where are you? So, okay, I'm going to tell you guys something, right? Rotten Tomatoes fucking switched up their website, so it's like, and I'm trying to figure it out as we're going, but it's kind of weird. It's not set up like how it usually is. They updated the entire thing, so it's kind of funny. It's kind of out of whack right now for me, but we'll work with it. So, the synopsis, or the synop for this movie is, when a young American woman is sent to Rome to begin a life of service to the church, she encounters a darkness that causes her to question her own faith and uncovers a terrifying conspiracy that hopes to bring about the birth of evil incarnate. Director Arkasha Stevenson, executive producer Tim Smith, Whitney Brown, Gracie Whelan, and Christina Gubetti. I probably did not say that right, but that's okay. Screenwriter Tim Smith, Arkasha Stevenson, and Keith Thomas. Distributor 20th Century Studios and production company Phantom 4 Films. Rating R for violent content, grisly, disturbing images, and brief graphic nudity. Our favorite. Genre horror, mystery, and thriller. Original language English. Release date, theaters, April 5th, 2024, worldwide box office, $14.7 million. Kind of shocked it didn't make more than that, if I'm being honest. I thought it would have made more, especially for those hardcore horror fans, that they would have busted out to see this fucking movie, but I guess not. I mean, don't get me wrong, $14 million is a lot of fucking money, but, I mean, still, I thought this movie would have gotten more, but. Actors and actresses, Nell Tigerfree plays Margaret, Ralph Ineson plays Father Brennan, Sonia Braga plays Sister Silva, Tawfiq Barham plays Father Gabriel, Maria Caballero plays Luce, Charles Dance plays Father Harris, Bill Nye plays Cardinal Lawrence, Nicole Sorace plays Carlita Sciana, Mia McGovern Biziani plays Beatrice. Tim Smith, screenwriter. Holy shit. Screenwriter. Keith Thomas, screenwriter. And I already went through all these people. So, my thoughts on this film. I liked it. Some of it. Storyline was decent. It was. Storyline was really, really decent with this movie. I loved that it was kind of shot in a, because it does take place in the 70s, so it was more shot in like a 70s kind of style, I guess. And this movie really, really hits you hard right off the bat. They don't, you know, waste time getting into this movie. They fucking jump in and hit it hard. Like this opening scene, okay? Is, what's his name? Father Brennan talking to another priest at this church that is being built. And he's telling him about this girl who is supposed to mate with an evil entity and give birth to the Antichrist. And he says, this is the girl, this is the photo of her, you need to go find her right now. And then as they're leaving the church, something tragic happens, and it was kind of cool, this part, because they, like, slowly zoomed in on this, like, you know, like, those really, how do you say it? Those, like, colorful paned glasses of, like, really, really high church figures when you go to a church that are, like, kind of plastered in the windows and stuff like that as the glass for, yeah, you know what I mean, right? Now, one of those, I don't know who it is that they're trying to hold up or hoist up to the main part of the chapel, like the main window. Well, it falls, and as it falls, it clips a piece of scaffolding, and not Father Brennan, but the priest that he was talking to, it goes right through his head, and he turns around and starts walking, and then Father Brennan says something to him, so he turns around again. And that's when the camera is looking behind the priest that got hit in the head. And you see this huge gash, right? Huge gash. So it gets into it right away. And then after that, it goes, I think, to like, could be wrong, but I think then it transfers to Rome in 1974-ish. I want to say 76, but I don't know 100%, so I'm going to say 74. And from there, it's just kind of a normal-ish movie, right? Where this girl, Margaret, is going to be getting her, like, she's going to be a nun, and, like, she's about to say her vows and everything. And as she's doing that, she meets this girl named Carlita. And Carlita is shunned by all of the church people. They hate her. They say she's bad. And Margaret is trying to figure out why. Like, why do they hate her and stuff like that? Well, then she comes across Father Brennan and says, and Father Brennan says, hey, you have to be careful of Carlita, okay? What else does he say? Like, evil things are going to happen around her. Come back to my apartment tonight around a specific time. And she's like, ew, you creep, you're so fucking weird, get away from me. Well, she starts talking to Carlita, and I think at this point, when all of this is unfolding, right, Carlita is sitting at a picnic table with another nun. And the nun is just, she's just really fucking creepy. She nailed it, right? She's just weird. And Margaret goes over and tries to talk to them and asks if everything's okay and if she could have alone time with Carlita. And the nun gets up, does this weird little giggle, and then kisses Margaret on the lips. And then after that, she walks away and she mutters, like, I'm doing this for you or something like that. And then after that, Carlita and Margaret start to talk. And then, as they're talking, that nun that kissed Margaret is dousing herself in gasoline, lights a match, and hangs herself. And after that happens, she goes to see Father Brennan at his apartment. And he basically tells her what he needs, right? Like, hey, my mission is to save Carlita. She's in terrible danger. And tells her that this church that she is at, where she's taking her vows, they're up to some shady business. I'm not going to spoil it, right? I'm not going to. And he tells Margaret that he needs her files. Like, bring me her fucking files. And it would help me out a lot. And because me and a bunch of other priests are trying to prevent this thing that this church is trying to do. And she eventually gets the files, and then brings it back to Father Brennan, and then that's all I'm going to say. I left out a bunch in there. I did a quick little scan over of the main parts because I don't want to give it away. There is a huge jump after, well, not a huge jump, but like a huge twist when the files get brought back to Father Brennan. And at this point in the movie, I'm trying to watch it. Like, I didn't know you had to pay attention to it. But throughout the movie, there are parts where you kind of need to pay attention to. And one specific part, I must have just been stupid on Friday night. But she is, like, she's running through certain events that had happened when she went out to this club with another nun that was basically trying to get her to go out, right? And they went to this club, and something weird happened there. Not going to say what, but something weird did fucking happen. And it's just, after that, it goes completely down fucking hill. It is very, very graphic. Very, very gross. It is nasty in this movie. I had to look away at a lot of parts. One, throw up. The bitch throws up all over the place. Couldn't deal with that. And by bitch, I mean Margaret. Couldn't watch that shit. What else? What else happened? There was an emergency C-section. Couldn't watch that part. That was disgusting. And then there was another live birthing scene. Also, fucking horrendous to watch. Couldn't do it. But, yeah. This movie, it wasn't, personally, I'm going to get a lot of hate for it. I didn't think it was, like, oh my god, something to rave about, but I mean, it was fine, I guess. I mean, I had one issue with this. I felt like, you know how I always complain that horror movies are too short? Well, this one was too fucking long, and it was like almost 2 hours. And I actually kind of got bored with it, if I'm being honest. But I also try to watch the first Omen movie, like the one that started the Omen universe back released in 1976, I believe. I also had to shut that one off because I kind of got bored like within the first 10 minutes, but I'll have to rewatch it just to make sure. So I don't really know a whole lot about the Omen universe. It was just okay. Right? It was just okay. I know a guy in the theater who was sitting behind me fell asleep because I heard his girlfriend say, "Are you asleep?" And then she slapped him and he went, "Oh, no." So, I mean, I guess I wasn't the only one that thought it was boring. Okay? This movie did get a rating on the tomato meter of 81%, but the viewers did rate it 70%. So, I mean, it's not a bad story. I do feel like I needed to watch all of the other Omen movies to fully enjoy this one, okay? Because I feel like I did miss a lot of stuff that they did with the other movies and everything like that. Like, I feel like they had maybe some other, like, hints. Like, there's this one point, or this one part, where they kept, like, showing spiders, and I didn't get that. I didn't get that part. I didn't get the imagery or what it was trying to symbolize, and I don't know if that was just a thing that they did in the other movies. So that was one part that really, really stumped me, and I thought was kind of pointless. But then again, I haven't seen the other movies, so I have no clue. So those are my thoughts on the movie. Now we're gonna move into the inspiration behind this movie. Sorry, I'm multitasking right now and it's not working, but the inspiration behind this movie is really, really simple. It's just, and this is going for all of the Omen movies, not just this specific one, okay? All of the Omen movies, I guess the running theme behind them and where they took inspiration from was just the biblical version of the world ending and the Antichrist fighting off Jesus Christ. I guess that was the inspiration behind these movies. And that's really it. I can't give you any more on that one, Chief. So, now we're going to roll into the Rotten Tomato reviews. And our first one comes from Paul Salfin from AMFM Magazine. And he said, "Overall, it sticks with a brand of horror that fans of the originals should like. It's a little rough and convoluted and certainly not for the faint of heart. Beware the devil." Indeed. I will say, I just had it in my head. Another thing I noticed during this movie when I watched it, I felt like it was one that was more made like artistically, if that makes sense. And how I'm gonna try to explain this is, like, you know when you meet a person and they go, or I don't know if you've ever met somebody that really, really loves horror movies, well, just movies in general, and they go, "See, the theme behind this film really relates to the main character because he was so sad, and when he thought of his wife," you know, it's like that kind of shit where they get a little too, what is it, too into it, and like they make everything a simile and metaphor, like they're doing it on an artistic, like that shit. I felt like a little bit of this movie was kind of like that, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I don't know. That's the only way I could really, really explain it. Now our second review comes from John McDonald from Australian Financial Review, and he said, "It's ironic, but perhaps understandable that the austere life of nuns has always given rise to the most lurid cinematic treatment." Jeremy Johns from jeremyjohns.com also says, "It throws back in a way that pays respects to the horror of the decade it's hailing from, but does not feel dated." Our next review comes from Noah Berlatsky from Chicago Reader, and he or her is a top critic. This is a heartfelt, angry film whose exploitation genre beats can't conceal a core of real hurt, betrayal, accusation, and maybe even, in the suggestion of sisterhood and resistance, hope. Cody Leach from Cody Leach YouTube says, "The First Omen defies trappings of a horror prequel by giving story and context that actually adds to the original film. The visuals are creepy while moments stand out as bold, to say the least. A slow first act and odd choice for an ending hold it back." Our final and last review, sorry, couldn't think of it for a second, comes from Chris Sawin from Bounding Into Comics. "A sinfully crafted and stupendously acted horror surprise. A prequel film is rarely the best of its franchise, but The First Omen embraces the best tendencies of The Omen and expands upon fruitful religious horror that could spawn hellacious sequels." All right, that is the end of this horror movie breakdown. Like I said, I thought it was just okay, but a lot of the core Omen lovers like this movie. So, just burped again. Hope you heard that and it made you nauseous. Just kidding. I don't, but that's going to do it for this episode. What are we doing this Sunday? Let's take a look. I know Saturday, we are doing The Waco Siege, part two to our Branch Davidians episode that was on last Saturday, which I'm kind of liking this new schedule just because it gives me a lot more time to do certain things when it comes to like writing and everything of that nature, so I don't miss anything. But who did we do this? We did Utah. Washington, you're up. It's going to be a good episode, all right? I love Washington. Have I ever been there? Actually, I have. No, I haven't. I've been to Portland. I've been to Oregon, all right? Haven't been to Washington, but I would love to go visit Seattle. So that's where we're going to go this Sunday. That's where we're going. So, because I know you guys got a really, really cool serial killer out there, and I'm stoked to learn about him. So I'm going to leave you guys here. I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. Grind out the rest of the shift, and I will see you guys on Wednesday. So remember, stay frosty, stay foxy, and most importantly, the most important thing on this planet, stay safe, you beautiful peacocks. I love y'all. Deuces.